Bitachon for Life, Shir number 172, Thursday, Parshiyos Nitzavim Vayelech. We are discussing that even though it seems that a person that is very sick, Chas V'Shalom, has less of a chance of survival, and people that are usually sick, Rachmanu Litzlan, are usually nifter, but healthy people, Baruch Hashem, usually live longer, and therefore it creates a perception that a person that's very sick, Chas V'Shalom, has a slimmer chance of survival. We explain that this is a false narrative. It is not true. And the Rebbeinu Shalom created this disguise on purpose that we should struggle, we should be able to attain emunah and bitachon with our work. With our own hard work, we can attain emunah and bitachon. But without that, and we just look at the world, it is very difficult to view the world in the emunah and bitachon lens. But the truth is, we have to add to this. And that is that a person's outcome is dictated based on his emunah and bitachon perspective. So, if a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, is very sick, and he decides in his mind that he only has a 10% chance of survival, then he just gave himself a 10% chance of survival. But a person that lives with emunah bitachon, and he understands that he has at least a 50% chance of survival, like we discussed, and Emir Tzashem will explain that he even has higher than that, but at least a 50% chance he has, then he will have a 50% chance of survival. And therefore, it is of utmost importance for a person to remember that even though it doesn't seem like that, and most of the world does not assume like that, like we explained, but because this is a false narrative, we have to understand that we will decide the outcome of the situation. If we strengthen our emunah and bitachon and we tell ourselves that the doctors don't decide and the statistics don't decide, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, and there's at least a 50-50 chance that there will be a Yeshua, we are creating a situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and then there's a 50-50 chance they will experience a Yeshua. But if a person gets pulled by the statistics, by the doctors, by the shadchanim, by the businessman, whatever he's thinking of, whatever he's busy with, if a person gets pulled by this, he should know he is ruining it for himself. If he doesn't have the emunah and bitachon perspective in his life, then he is mishubed to the statistics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with you the way you deal with him. If you leave it up to Hashem, who has endless bracha and endless chesed, you will be zeichet to experience endless bracha and endless chesed. And if you leave it up to the doctors and the statistics and the shadchanim and the clients and the businessmen and everything else that dictates the outcome, if you leave it up to them, then chas v'shalom, you are dependent on them. It is up to you. If you can entertain and understand that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides your outcome, then you will be zeichet to see Yeshuas in your life. And that's why Chazal say, Kol shana sherosha mitchilasa misasheres b'seicha. Chazal say, any year which begins that a person makes himself poor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he is machnia himself, he bows in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the melech and not me, such a person will be zeichet to have ashiras, to have wealth at the end of the year. And the reason is because if a person internalizes the message of Rosh Hashanah and understands that the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to say that only Hashem dictates the outcome and nobody else, he will be zeicha to have the bracha that Rosh Hashanah brings, a year of hatzlacha and parnasa and nachas. Because when you deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there's only chesed and only bracha.